This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slap. Sorry, I have to say all of the letters. I'm Aileen.
Slaped.
I'm Aileen.
I'm Samantha.
And The Bachelor started last night. The Bachelorette, excuse me.
Praise be.
Praise me.
May the Lord fruits open. Be with you.
No, may the Lord open.
Sorry.
Blessed be the fruit.
Sorry, you know how I feel about the show.
Oh my God, what's tonight? Oh, it comes out at 11:30 tonight. Thank God.
Today,
we're talking about The Handmaid's Tale. If everyone knows, they know that I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I being Aileen.
In a really weird way.
I know, it's weird. It's I just think it's the best show on television, hands down.
Chrissy Teigen agrees.
I know, I put it on my Insta story.
That's how I know. I think you're a little extra about it. Maybe I should just give in and watch it.
I think it's the best show since Sopranos, hands down. Nothing's better. I thought Breaking Bad was as good, but no, Handmaid's Tale. But mostly because I feel it more, because it's sort of doomsday-ish, and it's about women, so I relate to it more.
Right, that's the exact reason why I can't watch it.
Oh, yeah. I just fucking love it. Okay. But we need to talk about The Bachelor. Something completely opposite.
Speaking of shows that I don't like.
Yeah. Well, no, we like it here. I mean, we watch it.
Yeah.
And then we talk about it.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette started. So obviously we've been recapping The Bachelorette since literally I came out of the womb.
Yeah. I came out, I was talking about Ben Flanagan's hair.
Yeah. So vineyard. What were your thoughts?
My thoughts were it was very boring.
Really? I thought it was pretty entertaining.
Okay, that's because I don't know why you thought it was entertaining, but I always think that the show is just so blasé and it's just so not blasé, blah.
Blah. Just not even, to add the
Z. It's not even blasé.
I meant entertaining. I was bored, obviously, but I'm just bored naturally.
Right.
I was entertained by the fact that all the characters they decided to bring in. Actors, the Woo Boom guy. We did some research, our editorial team.
Yes. And we did some investigatory journalism at Betches.
Yes, we did. And it turns out, first of all, you have to go and look for Woo Boom's
IMDb page.
Or you can go on Betches.com and read it. Because it's so funny, because he wrote it himself.
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything up, but you should read it. Anyway, he and
the drummer.
The little drummer boy.
Yeah.
We made the same joke, by the way, when I was reading your notes.
Yeah, of course.
We're on a reality show together.
Which one?
I don't know. Probably a bad one that no one saw.
Right.
That they could get away of both being on The Bachelor.
So they're not even, trying to hide the fact that they're fame whores?
Right, no.
They're all just so thirsty. It's sad. Okay, I really... The Bachelor is the best, and this is the only time I really enjoy it, when there's, true drama and tears, girls going on each other's throats. That's when I'm enjoying The Bachelor. When there's true drama, when Corinne and Taylor had that confrontation, that was an amazing moment. Another amazing moment was Ashley I versus Kayla. That was good.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And then the last amazing moment I remember before that was probably Courtney Robertson, years ago.
Being Eva.
Those were the moments that I was I actually enjoy watching this. Other than that, I'm just you're all just trying to make things seem interesting, but the jokes are lame. There's nothing smart about this.
No, there's nothing. You can't possibly watch thinking you're going to get any type of insight.
Right. That's why I don't like it.
You have to turn. Right. But you have to, we watch it because it's a phenomenon.
Right.
Phenomenon.
Right. I just feel my brain is turning into silly putty when I'm watching it.
You have to accept that. You have to turn off your brain for a second and then watch it.
So I should just kill my brain cells and hope that they resurrect at 10 p.m.
I mean, you watch Real Housewives.
Real Housewives is an example of the kind of TV I like, which is girls going at each other's throats.
But it's not insightful by any means.
No, but it's it has to either be insightful or highly dramatic. Kayla versus Ashley is similar to
become dramatic, hopefully, is what we hope.
I don't think it will, because the guys, you see them, they're all just so lame, and I just don't
they're
see
fake
any of
dramatic
them. I just don't see any of them ever being mentally ill enough to seriously.
Right.
Like they're
well,
lame.
We'll see.
Basically, The Bachelor is at its best when like a mentally ill person gets far into the season enough that there can be true drama with them.
I feel like you need a certain degree of mental illness to go on the show.
Right, but you need that sweet spot where you can get like you can get like pretty far.
Yeah.
But like you can get to like when there's like a pretty fucked up person left at 6 weeks, when there's six people left, yeah. that's the sweet
that's
spot
when the drama
of drama.
Happens.
Yeah.
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 I didn't hate it. I think the guys are going to be, you guys should definitely just read our recaps. You should also read our predictions. They're still really funny.
Yeah.
Jared J-Trained podcast.
He happens to actually be recording in the next room at the moment.
He wrote our predictions. So super funny.
They're very funny.
Another more dramatic. Do you know what you want to keep talking about?
Oh, no. Do you have anything interesting to say about the Waboom?
No, it's just that, like, he's, like, on crack. Like, how hasn't he concussed yet? Like, by shaking his head. Like, hasn't his brain just sort of, like, hit its sides?
Well,
like,
maybe that's why he continues to do it.
Yeah. He's, like, yeah. The best was, like, sort of, I was sort of watching it, like, because I was taking notes, and I kept looking up, and one minute he's wearing this, he's taking off his blazer, and he has his sleeveless shirt on. I look down, and I look back up, and he has another version of his sleeveless shirt, and he's giving it to Rachel. Oh. It was just so...
We didn't talk about Rachel. I like Rachel. She's so pretty.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
And cool seeming. I don't know what she's doing there.
I don't... Yeah, that's the part that confuses me.
I think she's just like, oh, life has taken me on this journey, so I will carry it through. And why wouldn't you? It's a lot of money. It's a lot of potential money.
How much money did they get?
I think they get $250,000 for being the Bachelorette.
Yeah, but isn't she a lawyer?
Yeah, but okay, it's a lot easier to be the Bachelorette, and it's exciting.
Yeah,
and
you have to read so much.
And you get, but you don't just
when you're
get,
a lawyer.
Right? Oh, boring reading
boring
too.
Reading.
It's not like reading a thriller. It's not like bringing Harry Potter. Like,
Potterhead.
I love Harry Potter. Fun fact: when I was a senior in high school, I drew.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
I drew a lightning bolt on my forehead.
Ugh.
And now I
have
everyone
forget it.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone forgot that happened. But yeah, Rachel Lindsay, who we wanted to call Lindsay.
I can't stop calling her Lindsay.
Yeah. She's going to make way more money doing this, at least in the short term. And then she could go back to being a lawyer later, as long as she doesn't make a fool of herself, which I don't see that.
I don't think she will. Right. I don't see that for
her.
She
could go back to being a lawyer, or she could just pivot in her career life.
Yeah. Pivot. Pivot.
Pivot.
Yeah. Yeah, all I liked her. She was fine.
Yeah,
she's good.
She's,
so far.
She's nice. She's just like pretty and like normal.
Oh, Chris Harrison loves to say there was an overwhelming outpour of people wanting to date Lindsay. Rachel. No, there was an overwhelming outpour of people who want to be on the show
and get Instagram endorsements. Like, let's stop fooling ourselves.
Like, Fitti already is budgeting out for 2018.
They're probably like on 2019, yeah, especially now that there's like a new Bachelor show. That's all old Bachelor people.
Oh,
Bachelor, what is it again?
It's a Bachelor like endurance competition.
Oh, right.
Like a challenge.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. They should just get rid of the original Bachelor and Bachelorette because those are boring, and do the like drama.
Yeah, like Bachelorette. So good. No, but where are they going to get all the people? They need the Bachelor.
But why? Why don't they just get random people?
Because you need to get
people?
To know them, Sammy.
Just get random people.
Okay. So have you heard Katy Perry's new song that's fuck. Okay, well, it's not good. I personally don't like it. It's like it's called Swish
it?
Swish. Okay,
I know it's called.
Let's play a small clip. Are we allowed? Okay, great. Just the chorus. Here we go.
Swish swish bish. Another one in the basket. Can't touch this. Another one in the casket.
Great. So so it's called like Swish Swish. First, personally, like I think it sounds like a song from 1999, but also
great. The best kind
no,
of song.
No, but that's not the point. The point is, Erica Jane makes better music than this shit.
No.
Yes. If this can be on the radio, Erica Jane's. Why isn't it pretty expensive on the radio? Like, put Erica
What's
Jane
the
on
other
the radio.
Song she sings?
Cause
I'm there.
How does Pretty Expensive go?
No, it's. I'm a pretty mess. Is that pretty expensive?
No, that's her name. Pretty Mess.
No, her name is Erica Jane.
No, her Instagram name is Pretty Mess. How does the expensive song? I don't remember. I just know the one.
I just can only think of like one.
I don't think it's called Pretty Expensive. I think it's just expensive with like money signs. Whatever. But anyway, so apparently the song is like, is to like, is part of the feud or is like a diss.
Ugh, what does Swish Swish have to do
like
with
that? Taylor Swift Swift. It's like a it's like a diss against Taylor Swift. Oh. And so it's part
it
of the
feud. It
just
made me think of like a basketball. Situation.
Right, it's right. The lyrics are really stupid.
I can't wait to research.
I don't.
I
like Katy Perry. She just is,
me too.
Yeah, I like her. I don't have anything against her.
The other day, I heard the song "E.T." again, like randomly, and I was like, "Wow, I forgot how amazing this song."
There's
is.
One song that I really like by her. It's like in I don't
Dark
know.
Horse. No. If we ever meet again,
no, keep going.
I Kissed a Girl.
No,
shit.
Into something.
Indestruct. No, that's not her.
Let's just sit in silence and think of Katy Perry's song. Okay, so no. Game. So anyway, so apparently Katy Perry went on James Corden and said and explained what their feud is about. And
right.
It's just about that they're fighting over backup dancers.
Right, which we've known for a long time. And it's such a boring reason to be in a fight.
And Taylor like fired her backup dancers. Katy's.
Right.
That she lent her.
Right. I just don't even get why that's important. Like who cares? Like.
Well, I just
to each of them, like what, like I guess they're,
it's making the money. Maybe they don't actually hate each other.
It just seems like, who gives a shit?
Wait, did we actually know that from?
Yeah.
What? Why did
they
we
said
know
that a long time ago that it was about backup dancers and people were like, no way.
Was it for the Super Bowl?
I think so. Or it was like maybe not the Super Bowl. I think it was for like a tour, like a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And then she didn't invite her to her 4th of July party, even though she invited everybody to her 4th of July party.
Even pregnant Blake Lively.
Yeah. Yeah. So she wasn't invited to her 4th of July party, and then it was like then Bad Blood came out, and that was like she also had everyone in the video. She didn't even need the backup dancers.
Oh my god! I loved all the parodies for Bad Blood. Just
yeah,
like,
Bad Blood's a great song,
but the fucking video is so dumb. Like, why are they blowing shit up? And where are they going? And where's that factory?
It's like in North Korea.
Yeah, like why are they doing that?
Well, no, the video. I feel like the point of the whole video. Don't you remember all her promo around it? Like, she had like all these celebrities like before the video came out posting something from the video, or like
yeah.
It was like posters, like Kill Bill style posters.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think of Kill Bill, but they remind me of that.
Yeah.
And everyone was like in it. It was everywhere. And that was just sort of like a let me leave you out, Katy Perry, because I fired your backup dancers and you're mad at me. Like,
it doesn't
it's
make
so
any
dumb.
Sensicles. Okay.
It's
so
dumb.
I'm, are you team Taylor? Are you team Katy? Or you don't give a shit?
I don't give a shit. I like, but honestly, I like both their music and I feel sort of indifferent to both of them as people.
I just don't know who's on team Taylor.
All the people in the Bad Blood video, obviously, who are at the 4th of July party.
I don't think they are, honestly.
Why? Gigi Hadid posts happy birthday to her. Also,
just
Lena Dunham posts happy birthday to her.
Yeah, probably because they, like, pay her. Or she pays
she
them
doesn't
to be her friend.
She does not
to
pay
be in
them.
Her videos.
I don't know. Who are you team on? Whose team are you on?
I just recently saw this really funny video of Katy Perry, like, dancing, like... Like super yeah. super ghetto, and it was so funny. Like trying so hard to like a rap song, and
who would you rather be friends with?
Katy Perry.
Me too.
Yeah. Times a billion.
Yeah, agreed.
Like she,
She seems like much more pleasant to hang out.
I feel
out
like Taylor
with.
Would think she could fire me as her friend.
Yeah, Taylor has like a bit of a stick up her ass. I feel like.
Yeah.
She reminds me of someone else we were talking about the stick up her up their ass like 2 weeks ago. I can't remember. It was with you. It was us doing the podcast talking about it, though.
We talk about a lot of people. It sticks up.
No, it was like a particular person. I'll try to remember who the person was. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
True crime is killing it these days.
True crime is killing it these days.
I need to watch The Keepers, like, later.
Okay, I watched the whole thing.
How long?
One day.
Oh, how many hours is it?
Many. I will not tell you.
12,
okay, the reason
12,
why
right?
I watched the whole thing and what? No, seven.
Okay, that's not bad.
I did stuff during the day while I was watching it.
Oh, so you weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention during the stuff. Like, I had it on subtitles, so I was, like, reading right. and paying attention.
Subtitles require more attention, not
I know,
less.
But, like, let's say I wanted to rewind. I would just, like, rewind it and read what happened, so I really didn't miss anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked it, but I didn't like the way it ended. Let's just say that.
Isn't it true? So you don't like the way the truth played out?
Correct.
Okay.
I can't get into more detail because you haven't watched
okay,
it yet.
Okay, I'll watch
and
it
so,
later.
Okay, that's one documentary. And the other true crime documentary
that I did watch
that we still can't talk about yet because...
Why? Who didn't watch
because
it?
Because people didn't watch it yet.
Well, we can just talk about around it.
Okay, it's called Mommy
Dead and Dearest.
Dead and Dearest.
And
it's on HBO.
Like, yeah, on HBO. Real disturbing. It was, it's
Real
short,
disturbing.
It's short, it's only an hour and 20 minutes, I think.
Perfect for your time, problems with attention.
Yeah, yeah.
ADD.
Although it took, I'll tell you, want to know how long it took me to watch the
I
hour?
I bet, like, 5 hours.
Yeah, it was, like, stretched over, like, 4 hours.
Yeah, I also had to do that. Wait, let me remind yeah. that what just happened. Yeah. I was on my phone for 15 minutes.
Literally, it was, yeah. Yeah. It took me 4 hours to watch a 1 hour documentary.
Yeah.
That's why I can't watch or listen to anything because it just takes me so long because I have
issues.
Issues.
I've got issues.
Gotta play with my dog. Gotta yeah. read my texts.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's really so good. Just think, it made me think of Lisa Rinna the whole time.
What? No.
Munchausen.
Oh, that part. Not that she has Munchausen. Okay, basically, it's about a woman with Munchausen's. That's the key. We can share that. That's like yeah. straight up front in the description.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is about.
Oh, I watched it without knowing anything, and that's why it was even better.
Oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. It's about this woman with Munchausen's.
Her name is Gypsy.
Munchausen's by proxy. No, Dee Dee is the one with the Dee Dee's the mom. She has Munchausen's by proxy, which is like where you make your kids sick
yeah.
for attention or just manipulation.
Yeah, she was like a true sociopath.
Yeah, yeah. Real true, like
just one thing after
another. And then her daughter's name was Gypsy, and she like made her daughter seem like she was like sick, but
there are so many twists and shit. You guys have to watch it.
It gets weirder than just the Munchausens.
And we can continue discussing it. Just email us like your questions or things that you want us to discuss or like things that happened during it because we're like obsessed with like true crime and all that shit.
Yeah.
Slapped@betches.com. Okay, Sammy, do you think it's time for a Dear Betch?
I think it's time. Okay, it's time.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Shall I read the first one?
Okay, fine.
Okay, Dear Betch, first things first, love the podcast, love the website.
High praise.
Love the brand. Everything you guys do is amazing.
Now she's just making shit up.
No, I swear it says this. As far as I'm concerned, your article ranking the American Girl Dolls on Betchiness should be considered a classic piece of literature.
That's so nice.
I know, it's like right up there with Wuthering Heights. Like, how did I come up with that one? Wuthering Heights, what the fuck? Okay, yeah, that really was the beginning of the Dear Betch. The rest of the Dear Betch is. Anyway, I could write a book about this problem, but I'll try to keep it short and sweet. I've had a huge crush on one of my close friends, we'll call him Chris, for the past couple years. We both recently turned 20 and have known each other since we were 8 years old. Ooh, wow. He's smart, attractive, funny, a volunteer firefighter.
Aww.
Wow. And the sweetest guy I've ever met. When we hang out, we just spend hours and hours making each other laugh. The problem is that Chris is completely fucking clueless. Okay, I somehow doubt that. He has no idea when anyone is flirting with him or how to flirt himself. He's also super cautious when it comes to dating. Long story short, in high school, he asked a friend out who he really liked. She rejected him, and it completely broke his heart. Now, anytime anyone flirts with him, he thinks they just want to be friends. He keeps himself extremely busy at the fire department.
Aww.
Chasing cats out of trees. That's so cute. So that he doesn't have time for social interactions and won't have to confront his feelings because he could possibly be rejected again. I guess my question is, what do you think I should do? I've been holding off telling him my feelings because I really value our friendship. I've never felt so strongly about someone, it scares me that if I never tell him how I feel, that I'll regret it someday. But even more than that, I'm terrified that if I say something and he doesn't feel the same way, I'll lose one of my best friends. I've had trouble dating because no matter how great the guy is, I can't help but compare them to Chris.
Aww.
Do I tell him how?
That's this is really so cute. I feel like I'm watching like a movie.
Yeah, I do too. It's like really just adorable.
It's like a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I tell him how I feel or do I try and get over it? Sincerely, hopelessly in love, Betch. Okay, well, I feel like getting over it's not going to happen.
Right.
You
have to just either, yeah, you have to confront him, I guess.
My question is, Is it possible that Chris is gay?
It's possible.
I kind of feel like he might be gay. Because if he's this, like, amazing catch and, like, he's always, like, hanging out with you and, like, he's only ever asked one girl out and it got and he got rejected.
Right.
Like,
he maybe could be a late bloomer.
Yeah, but, like, 20.
The 40-year-old virgin, who knows?
Right. But I feel like if she's so... But she's always hanging out with him and, like, I'm sure... I don't know. It's hard to know, like, because without knowing the people.
I think that, like... You'll never know until you ask kind of thing. And if you guys have been friends for so long, like, think of it in the future.
Ruined.
You won't get ruined if you approach it in, like, in a nice, sweet way. Be like, listen, right. like, what's your deal, man? Right.
Also, if he's, like, this really nice, sweet guy, he's not going to, like, drop you because you said you liked him.
Things might be awkward probably since you guys are 20 for a little bit. But, like, you guys, this is something that you guys will, like, probably laugh off. Like, I'm still sort of friends with a guy that, like, is gay now but had a crush on me in ninth grade. So it doesn't matter. I'll tell you later.
Are you guys in college together? Yeah. Like, what's the deal? Like, are you in college and you go to separate colleges and then you don't see each other? Because if you do go to separate colleges, you should probably tell him, like, right before you're about to go back to college.
Yeah,
that way there's some distance if he says no. And then
it'll give, like, add some space for time to reflect on it.
Yeah, and it won't be weird if he says no. Like, it might be weird, but it will go away, the weirdness, like, pretty soon. Yeah, you should tell him. I think that the chance that you're just going to, like, suddenly get over it one day, even if you meet another guy.
You won't because you're still hung up on him.
Yeah, especially because, like, even if, like, it's not just him, you're just hung up on, like, the idea.
The idea of this perfect firefighting man.
Yeah, because you've had it for 12 years.
Yeah.
Which is, like, really long
time. So go
time.
Talk to him and then tell us what happens.
Yeah.
Because I would love Where Are They Now, Dear Betches? I would love that. Like, what? They're all, like, burning. Like, fuck. Fuck you, Betches. You never gave me such bad advice.
Yeah, please. Okay. Will you please tell us, Hopelessly in Love Betch, what happened? You can email us at slapped@betches.com. Or also, anyone whose advice we've ever answered, please just, like, we're curious how things went.
I would love to know. Like, we've been giving advice since 2011. Like, where are they now?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be such a funny video.
Oh, my God.
You guys, do you want to be in a video with us?
Slapped@betches.com.
Slapped@betches.com. Okay. Email us if we've ever given you advice and let us know how it went and if you're willing to share the results with the public.
Do we have time for another?
Yeah, one more.
All right. Dear Betches, love you and the podcast. Thanks for turning me on to Vanderpump Rules, but seriously, how adorable is Tom Schwartz?
Be adorable.
Be adorable. Anyhow, the story goes like this. I've been single for about 7 months, and I joined Tinder. Endless swiping with no results until I found a profile that was unlike all of the others. I read simply, music greater than everything. As cliche as that sounds, I just threw up. I'm the girl that goes to all of the music festivals, so I completely understand what this profile is saying. Upon swiping right, I sent the first message. Fast forward to a month later, I've been talking to this dude every day. We've hung out a couple of times, and I'm crushing on him. He's given me all the signs in the world that he likes me via text, but the physicality that he should be showing just isn't there. To make a very long story short, I told him of my feelings with giving him a response like, I'm sorry, we just haven't hung out enough for me to know if I like you like that. Are we 12? After a couple of weeks of not talking, I decided it was just a crush and I cared about this guy enough to be his friend, so I texted him and now we're great friends. However, recently I got into a relationship and the friend started ghosting me. Could it be that he actually does have feelings for me, or did I emotionally masturbate myself into this mess? Thanks for reading. Hope this isn't too long.
Perfect length.
I love how we've thrown them into this deep fear. Like the length of their email. Yeah.
Like it'll be too long or too short. Okay.
Confused AF betch.
Okay. I feel like...
Music is greater than everything.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, we could get into like analyzing like why he did this, why he did that, why he did this part. But I feel like big picture, like hang out with your like new boyfriend. Like, yeah. Who cares about this guy? Like,
yeah, you found him on Tinder.
Yeah, he ghosted you. Like, just screw him. Like, he didn't hook up with you. Then he ghosted you. Just like, get him out of your life.
Also, and, like, everyone has their own shit. Like, it's possible maybe he has a girlfriend that doesn't want him talking to you. Like, also, who gives?
Maybe he had a girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah. Also, very true.
Yeah, I think just focus on your new relationship because, like, that's actually a relationship. So, like, you should either, like, do that and, like, make it go well or, like, don't make it go well. But just, like, forget this guy. And if your new relationship doesn't go well, then, like, go find a different new relationship.
Trust me, there's other people in this world who like music.
Yeah, I know, like, a few.
Greater than more other things.
Yeah, maybe it's not greater than everything for them.
But, like,
It's greater than many things.
Greater than side. I can't.
Greater than what?
Like with the greater than sign.
Oh, it's a greater than sign just for the listeners because we can't show you.
Oh yeah, the greater than sign. He knows math.
Yeah, it's not.
He knows math shorthand.
Yeah, it's not a greater than or equal to.
No.
Yeah, music is bae.
Okay, let's play some games because we only have a little time left.
We have like a bit of time, but like it's fine. Just don't downplay the time we have.
Okay. Okay. Let's. So we're playing. What are your thoughts on? What are our thoughts on?
Okay.
What are your thoughts on Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus? I think she's, like, really talented, and, like, I like her, and I find her entertaining, and she goes through all these phases, but, like, whatever. Let her do what she wants to do.
I'm obsessed with Malibu. It's such a good song.
Oh, yeah, it is a good song. Let her, like, do what she wants to do. Like, whatever. She should just...
I think...
Let a girl live.
Seriously.
If she wants to be neither gender, if she wants to be... like
super one way,
super one gender.
Who cares?
Super the other
it's
gender.
Like, it just sucks because like we're having this discussion. Like, what are your thoughts on this girl who happens to just be in the public, but so many other people are just dealing what she's dealing with, but she just had to do it like under a magnifying glass.
Yeah, I like her. And I think she's really talented and like whatever.
Yeah,
like, I'm into her.
Let's go watch Hannah Montana.
Would you rather be friends with Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, or Taylor Swift? I kind of still think Katy Perry. Because she's going to go through less
phases.
You
smoke a lot of weed.
Oh, well, me and Katy can smoke together.
Miley smokes a lot of weed.
Okay, well, maybe me and Miley can be smoking buddies.
Katy seems most ground.
Even keeled. Yeah, I'd be friends. My order would go Katy, Miley close second, and then Taylor, like, really lagging.
I love how no one's begging to be friends with us.
I mean, how do you know? I just got a text from my good friend Taylor.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Miley. Like, also, I remember when...
she's just being Miley.
Do you remember when, like, what's that song came out? That the
Party
first
in the
one?
USA?
No, the first one with, when she was just, like, her crazy
my
face started.
My best friend Leslie said, oh, she's just
No,
being
that's Miley. The same song, Sam.
No, it's not Party in the USA.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, Party in the USA is a totally different song.
That
than...
is the exact same song.
No, the last time I freaked out, I just can't do myself. That's a different song. That's See You Again.
Party in the...
No. No.
Whatever.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, let's play the next game.
Do you like Seven Things? Do you like to climb?
What?
Do you like... You obviously don't know Miley Cyrus' canon of music, so
I
we
don't.
Have to end this discussion.
I like Malibu.
Now. Yeah, she likes the most recent pop song.
Get over it. Okay. Someone from Twitter called @Lividler wants us to play Shoot, Fuck, Marry with... Waboom from Bachelor, Tickle Monster from The Bachelor, and Evan, the guy with ED from last year.
Oh my God, that's
genuinely
hard.
I don't think he had ED.
Hard.
I think he was an ED doctor.
ED specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, definitely kill.
This is a good one.
Waboom.
Lividler.
Good job, Lividler, but this is really hard. I think I would like kill Waboom.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would kill. No.
I would marry Evan.
Yeah.
He dated Carly, and they, like, were kind of cute.
They're still dating.
In the end. Oh, good job, guys. They were kind of cute in the end.
I would probably kill the Tickle Monster. He'd tickle you the whole time while you're having sex. It's a form of torture. Haven't
yeah,
you seen
that's
Tickled?
Really, yeah, I did see Tickled.
Competitive endurance tickling,
oh my
Sammy.
God. But, like, well, Boom.
Everyone should see that documentary.
Well, Boom
as well.
Is probably has, like, crazy sex, potentially.
He would boom the whole time. It would be shocking.
Okay, like
but
maybe,
potentially
maybe
exciting.
Like, maybe it would be like the craziest sex you ever had.
Waboom!
Okay, so fine. fuck Waboom.
Fuck Waboom.
Not in the fuck you Waboom, like, but have sex with Waboom.
Make sweet, sweet love to Waboom.
No, I wouldn't call it that.
Kill the tickle monster. And Evan, we will be marrying.
Yes, Evan, just so you know, we'll be marrying you. Okay, next.
Last thing.
Would you rather date a guy who is a professional tickler, only professionally, doesn't do this personally, or an extremely successful CEO who insists on tickling your entire family the first time he meets them and then again every time he sees them? Jordana wrote that one. Thanks, Jord.
Thanks for being a fucking weirdo, Jordana.
Oh, God, that's really hard.
Okay, would I rather date a professional tickler or a guy who doesn't
tickle you in his personal life?
No, but he insists on tickling my family every single time.
Is this successful CEO? I assume he's very wealthy.
Okay, I think I'm going to choose the successful CEO. Because it's just like the quirk that he has. Everyone has a weird quirk.
Yeah, the tickling could become like an inside joke or a family tradition.
That everyone just fucking hates.
Or maybe people will like it.
Here comes the tickle monster.
Like really weird. That's such a funny question.
That's so funny. All right.
I guess, yeah. CEO.
Please, please let us know because I'm dying to know what you guys think
about. Would you guys marry the tickler or would you marry... The tickler should be like a villain.
The professional tickler or the tickler by choice.
Or the CEO tickler.
Yeah. We'd love to know what you guys are thinking when it comes to these would you rathers, all these games. Please send us your ideas, thoughts, your opinions, whether they're like completely... sociopathic, we'd love to hear them because as you can see, we come up with crazy ones too. Email us slapped@betches.com. Tell all of your friends about our podcast, Slapped Betch Slap. That's what it's called. I forgot.
Sometimes we forget.
And leave comments and stuff. And please tell us where are they now? Dear Betch.
Oh yeah. Dear Betch. Answer people or respond.
Yeah, please. Oh my God. I'm literally dying to know. We need to put out like...
Well, here's the thing. I'm curious both if they took our advice and how that went.
Yes.
Like, you have to tell us if you took the advice.
I really want to know if they took the advice and it went very poorly, too.
I want to know all. Yeah. All aspects. Give us all the details. We won't criticize your email for being too long.
We'll shorten it. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.